Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Welcome in, Red Rachel.
Hey.
Not to say what just happened in here. Now, Biggie heard me go all Southern girl.
Yeah, I thought something, I thought something was wrong.
Well, here's what happened. Here's what happened. I say to Red Rachel, what you got going on this weekend?
You never make small talk.
I know. I'm very bad at it. I'm vintage.
You're very bad
at it. See how bad I am. So what you got going on this weekend?
It looked like you were reading it from a script.
It was in front of me. I was like, okay.
I'm to answering her.
It was a little awkward because BB Shay's already done his rap. And so we're just sitting here. It's like, all right, let me fill the awkward silence by saying this. And she says, well, you've gotten a chance to bartend at a private party. We have something here called Furniture Market, which is going on. And a lot of people come in from out of town and I guess
all over the world.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
People throw private
parties. It's a big deal here.
So you're bartending at a private party. And she says, somebody's going to be there from HGTV. And she's like, I never heard of them, but you know, I guess it's a big deal they're there. And so I say, well, who are they?
What show are they?
I watch a lot of shows on HGTV. My wife and I, we watch Flip or Flop and Love It or List It and all these different shows, you know, and Beach House Bargain Hunt and all of them. And she goes, it's a couple from a show called Hometown, to which I said, oh, my God, Hometown, they're my favorite couple. They're huge. That's like the biggest show on HGTV.
They really are.
I can't believe, because I have watched HGTV. I'm just surprised I probably don't pay attention to commercials, is my guess.
Dude.
When Chip and Joanna Gaines blew up and then went and got their own network, these two from Hometown, husband and wife, they go in and just redo homes. And Chris Dim calls the guy Mississippi Headlock because
he's enormous. Yeah. And his wife is Pete. And every time they do their stand-ups together on camera, he's got her in a headlock.
Yeah, there's a picture of them on the invitation. And yeah, you can see. I mean, I don't know if he's actually got his arm around her neck, but you can see the difference.
I'm sure he does. He's big. And golly, we've just watched them grow up and have a family and everything. It's just really awesome. Ben and Aaron are their names.
Okay.
And jeez, they're from Mississippi, and they go around Laurel, Mississippi, and remake homes. And now that's like a destination. People want to go and see the homes in Laurel, Mississippi. And you're going to meet them.
They might not talk to me.
Oh, my God. They will. They're so down to earth. They're nice.
Okay,
they're
I hope nice so.
Too. You base it on nothing.
Refill this.
I do base
Make
it on
double this time.
I do base it on nothing. Man. BB Shay, you know this show?
Did you turn my mic on finally? Oh.
I just noticed you were off. Sorry,
I gave you the best rap of my life.
I know,
who the hell is this guy?
Sorry.
Never heard of him.
Once she started dropping names, I just turned BB Shay off. Yeah, there they are.
Yeah.
There's Ben and Aaron.
Just crushing her with his giant self.
I want you to tell us on Monday if they are as nice as they seem. And really get next to them and tell them that I love them.
You know what? I was just thinking, if you come wearing all black, and you say you're a bartender, maybe they'll let you in.
Really? But what if you ordered like a drink that I don't know how to make? Yeah. And then over there.
He's old fashioned.
I was going to say like an old fashioned.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
You can only make one drink, vodka orange juice.
And a screwdriver.
And security will spot you a mile away.
If he said, let me have an old fashioned, a screwdriver. Glad to.
I know a guy that does that. I know a bartender does that with old fashions. He likes making old fashions and nothing else. And
really?
So before people even order, he's like, I make a good old fashioned. He just tries to talk everybody into an old fashioned.
He wants to make it, yeah.
Do you ever, when you're doing an event like this, a private party, it seems like it's even a step above your normal service. Do you do a little bit of flair, shaking the cocktails up by your ear, that kind of thing?
Not really. Most of the time when there's a party like this, first of all, it's usually a lot of beer and wine.
Okay.
And also,
complimentary? With a tip jar? Or do we know?
Usually. I don't know yet. Somebody else is organizing it. But also, usually you're at like a makeshift bar. I don't know where this location is, but you don't have all your equipment. You're not working with a lot.
Oh, I see.
So a lot of times it's simple, like
just ice and cups,
vodka in the mixer or whatever.
Well, girl, you hit the jackpot tonight. Ben and Aaron going to be in there. He'll make you a table while you wait. I mean, that's how good this guy is. He's like a craftsman.
Good to know.
I'm so jealous of you. Jeez. Okay. Let's play the game now. We have Jeff, we have Patty, we have Kevin, and we have Zach on the line. They'll be choosing who they want to play for them, guessing celebrity ages. Jeff, you can have Big E, BB Shay, Red Rachel, or Chris Dim. Who you got?
I got my main man, Chris Dim.
That's the guy I'd choose. Guy's unbelievable.
Yep.
What a week he's having. What a week he's having. Absolutely fantastic. Chris Dim, first chosen as usual. Patty, you can have Red Rachel, BB Shea, or Biggie. Who you got?
I've got Biggie.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It says here he's going for 1, 2, 5 in a row.
Yeah. I guess I'll take Biggie.
He's won 4 in a row this week. You weren't here yesterday, Red Rachel. He let us know that he has won 4 in a row. I didn't even notice.
I was picked dead last. I was like, yeah, you're stuck with Biggie.
Yeah, he's playing for you today, Patty. What are the odds he's going to win 5 in a row? Good Lord.
Slim.
Kevin, you can have Red Rachel or BB Shea. Who you got?
I got the BB Shaster.
BB Shea will be playing for you. And Red Rachel goes to Zach. Zach, Red Rachel will be playing for you today.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good luck to all of you. We start with a rapper. I think BB Shea is a big fan, and I think Biggie's a fan as well. His name is Drake, and we have a couple of hits. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me. He's very interested in the World Series, I would imagine, being from Toronto. Are you a fan also?
Of Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Drake.
Yeah.
I'm Team Drake.
Can I just say, I've been actively against this dude ever since I've been on the show.
What?
Have you said that? I hate Drake.
You hate Drake?
Oh, 100%.
Turn his mic back off.
I think he's totally the worst rat. Like, what? I cannot stand him.
Yeah.
He's a pedophile.
No, he's not.
Easy.
Whoa. You can't just throw those things
out there. Alleged.
That is not in my factoids. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the.
I'm totally a Kendrick
Lamar
100%.
Guy. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
They're Kendrick saying, Lamar.
So Kendrick Lamar, you don't like Kendrick Lamar?
No, I'm Team Drake all the way.
Really? I never know. You know, I know they feud with each other. Is it Kendrick Lamar, like, worked his way up, but Drake came from the rich? Is that how it is, BB?
Well, his dad's a famous musician, Dennis Graham from the.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't remember the group he was in.
Yeah.
Drake wasn't rich growing up, but he was on, like, Degrassi.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Before he became a rapper. So you see a lot of that. He played a character in a wheelchair.
Okay.
So.
Is that why you hate him?
Yep.
He was wheels?
He's wheels? Oh, I didn't know.
He got
that.
Shot in the back in the show.
Yeah.
Really?
He was wheels.
I remember
the character. I never knew it was Drake.
I guess that is. He's from Toronto, so he's obviously. And then, is Kendrick Lamar from L.A.?
He is.
So those two, boy, they have beef in every possible way.
Oh, I guess I'm changing who I'm pulling for then.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now you're pulling for Toronto.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you have in this rap battle, Biggie?
As an American, I feel it's only right to go with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh. Preach.
All right.
But I do like a lot of Drake's music. I've always, you know, I like his music. I don't have any issues with him.
Boy, BB Shea, I have to pay more attention to what you're saying because you've told me forever you do not.
Don't. Like... It's nonsense.
And the first thing I said was, he loves Drake.
You were really amping this up even yesterday.
I'm so sorry.
And you were like, tomorrow we have a rapper BB Shea loves.
And sorry, like, BB Shea.
Did you have any idea who he was talking about when he said that?
I had no idea. No. I was like, I don't know, MF Doom? Who's he talking about?
I don't. I don't.
Who's the gravy guy you like?
Young Gravy.
I don't think they'd make my list. I don't think I'd put Young Gravy on the list.
No.
Or MF Doom. Drake, I've heard of. Biggie, how old?
36?
36, Kristen.
I wrote 39.
Red Rachel.
39.
BB Shea.
Milestone 40.
Two of you have it exactly right.
Oh, my God.
39 today.
I can't believe it.
I didn't think he was that old.
They have a deal at Dave's Hot Chicken that gives you something off. I don't know why, but I just read that yesterday, that during his birthday week, you can get like a special at Dave's Hot Chicken.
Oh.
That's on
me. Good luck getting in. There's always a line at one near my house.
Yeah, that's a big deal. We have a former, I was going to say vice president. She's not. First lady and senator of the United States. Her name is Hillary Clinton, and she has a birthday today. Here she is. Unfortunately, during a testimony in front of Congress once, she had an issue with coughing.
Excuse me.
You need some water, madam?
Would you like us to take a 60-second, 2-minute break?
No.
Let me grab a loss.
Lost. Lost. Now, I predicted she would win the presidency of the United States. I bet $300 on her against a man named Donald J. Trump. I don't know what happened to him. We just talked about him a little while ago. She also, I think this is where she went wrong, though. She told a joke about 2 weeks before the election when she lost it in 2016. It did not go well.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
I think that was the beginning of the end for her. And she lost in a stunning upset to Donald Trump. She's also first lady, of course, for 8 years for her husband, Bill Clinton, and a senator from New York. How old is Hillary Clinton today, Biggie?
75.
75. Christine, you have the lead.
I wrote 76.
And Rachel, you're tied for the lead.
I said 75.
And BB Shea.
72.
She's 78 today. Ooh. 78. So we have Chris Dim to the lead, 2 points. Red Rachel has 3. Biggie has 6. And BB Shea has 7. I would have thought a little younger than that, too. She's always.
But she's Bill's age, right? I mean, they met in college together.
Correct. And she was first lady of Arkansas, of course, for several years as well. And yes, she
I don't know if they were the same grade.
He may be a year ahead of her, but they're very close in age. Exactly. All right. We go next to a country musician. BB Shea's a huge fan.
He loves her. talks about him all the time.
Recently separated, Keith Urban. I want to love somebody, like you. Yeah. Was married, still is, I guess, to Nicole Kidman, but they are separated, headed for divorce. Australian. And on which show? The Voice?
He was on American Idol.
American Idol.
He was, okay.
He was on American Idol. Take your records, take your freedom, take your memory. Boy, my wife loves this song.
Oh, yeah.
She loves this song. When we do any road trip, this is on. It's called You'll Think of Me. I didn't even know Keith Urban sang it. She loves it. Keith Urban, Australian and American country singer, guitarist. He has 4 Grammy Awards, 15 Academy of Country Music Awards, an International Jim Reeves Award, and 13 CMA Awards, 12 studio albums, 37 singles on the Hot Country Singles Top 40 chart. Recently separated from Nicole Kidman. All right. Keith Urban, Biggie.
55.
55, he says. You are trailing by 4 points right now to Chris Dim.
50.
50, Red Rachel.
53.
And BB Shea.
60.
58.
Oh, my God.
58 for, yeah, how about that? Older than you think for Keith Urban. 8 points for Rachel. You now have the lead. Biggie and BB Shea both have 9. Chris Dim has 10. So he goes first to worst on that one. But it's anybody's game. It's very, very close. And I know Chris Dim's a big fan of this person. She is a voiceover artist who does the voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright. This is the Bart Man. John, I don't even know if you know who she is. Now, she's an actress, too, but most known for doing this voice of Bart Simpson. Nancy Cartwright has served as Bart Simpson since the beginning. Just a couple of weeks. I got in trouble. Yeah, pretty deep. Homer was yelling. Mom was too. Because I put mothballs in. And is that the only voice she does on the show? Many of them do a lot of different voices. I think that's about all she does. Maybe one other. Started on the Tracy Ullman show. I don't either. But I think. She does Bart. And creator Matt Groening said he allowed her to audition, and as soon as she did one line, he said, "That's it. You've got it." Voiced it before that on the Tracy Ullman show. That's Nancy Cartwright. She did a couple of other shows too, but by far most known for the voice of Bart Simpson. This is going to be a tough one because you never see her face. She's just doing the voice. How old is she today, Biggie?
I know Chris Dim has liked The Simpsons from the beginning, so I'm just going to guess around his age. 64.
64. I don't like it when you compare us.
I know, but sometimes that's how I do my math.
Nancy Cartwright to Chris Dim.
63.
All right, and we go to Red Rachel.
I have no idea. 65.
And BB Shea.
62.
She's 68 today. Oh, 68. So the scores go to Red Rachel to the lead, 11. Keeping your lead. Biggie has 13. BB Shea has 15. Chris Dim has 15. This is anybody's game here. We have a celebrity game show host, recently retired, but he hosted one show longer than anybody else in the history of television, beating Bob Barker's record, Pat Sajak. Here he is, one of our favorite clips, talking with a young man. It was like best friend week, and the other best friend had said that he likes to do Rubik's Cubes. He's
Scouts. He's an Eagle Scout.
Eagle Scouts, and likes to do a Rubik's Cube. And then Pat turned his attention to contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. I'm 17 and I'm a senior. I do Boy Scouts with Christian, and I'm also an Eagle Scout. Also, as a proud LGBTQ youth of color, I really enjoy doing activism in terms of racial and gender justice.
And how many squares on a Rubik's Cube? Right?
He's an LGBTQ plus youth of color. So how
who
many,
enjoys activism
and gender justice?
And how many colors on a Rubik's Cube?
I think I always say that's the moment that Pat was like, I'm almost done here.
Let's cut it.
I can't keep doing this.
His daughter's on the show now. She goes she does their social media. Of course, he was recently replaced. Retired, about a year and a half ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe. Pat Sajak. He did host that show longer than anyone else has hosted any show in history on one network, beating Bob Barker's record. And he tried a late-night show. Chris Dim will remember to go up against Johnny Carson. That did not last long. Less than a year. For Patrick Leonard Sajak.
Oh, man.
Biggie, how old is he today?
76.
This is for a sweep of the week for Biggie, if he can come from behind here. Chris Dim.
77.
Red Rachel.
I said 72.
You have the lead, Red Rachel. We go to B.B. Shea.
83.
He is 79 today, and the winner is Biggie.
Oh! Okay.
16 for Biggie, 17 for Chris Dim, 18 for Red Rachel, 19 for B.B. Shea. You did it, you magnificent bastard. Look at you.
Well, Sajak stuck in my... I thought he was like 75 when he retired. I feel like that stuck out to me.
He must have been a little older.
So I was trying... Yeah.
Like 77.
So I was basing the math.
Well done, my friend.
Damn, girly-faced Australian singer.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Blew me out of the water.
Girly-faced Australian.
I figured he was older, too, because it took him a while to... Yeah. From Australia to Nashville to...
Are you talking about Keith Urban?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we have a problem.
She's got multiple problems.
You do. You got a problem with me too. You don't know Ben and Aaron. You got a problem.